Good
Hey,
morning. How are you this morning?
doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm my computer's not very helpful as far as letting me into the meeting, so I'm on my phone. Don't know if you noticed in the proverb this morning, but my appointment got changed last minute.
No, I honestly, I've been trying to run down a challenge with a client, and I've been completely focused on that. I haven't had a chance
All
to read it.
Hey, how's the merger and partnership and all that relationship going?
We're still talking. I had a chance to talk to Bill Scott down at the beach week of the 4th, and he gave me some advice. He said, some probably the best business decisions I've ever made were not doing deals. He said, you need to just think long and hard and seek some wise counsel and keep seeking wise counsel. I was like, well, you're probably the wisest counsel I can muster. So,
I'll say, what do you think I'm doing?
right, exactly. That's why I'm here, buddy.
That's right. Well, good. Still praying. And even if you don't merge, doesn't mean you can't partner on some things, right?
No, I think that's exactly it. Is that I think that the biggest thing right now is to take a look at how we can work very strategically together. He has some debt that we would need to get out of the way, and I think that's kind of where Bill felt strongly that we needed to get that taken care of before we did anything.
Nothing like a motivation to get a partner than somebody that'll help share your debt, right?
Yeah, right. So
Not that that's his motivation, but
I disabled the waiting room, but it looks like Black Belt Kitchen is still having problems getting in.
trying to be admitted.
Yeah.
You did that down there where it says the security, whatever it is, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that's Scott Simpson over there at the depot.
Okay.
Huh.
He's showed up in the waiting room multiple times, and it shows that he's joining, but he's not.
But it's not giving you a admit option for him, and he's not got a What if you disable it and see if you can admit it, just to see if that does something?
Okay.
I don't know that that's me hitting the top of the TV to make it work when it's not working. So,
That makes sense. Makes sense. And you didn't sign in using your didn't sign into the call using your credentials, right?
started to and it said I can't.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yep. I
Okay,
thought
good.
good. Yeah. And that was only after it wouldn't let me in any other way. So I thought, well, but no. But you know what? My phone went right in, but you know what I did? I tapped the link I sent everybody else so that I came in not as the host, but as just a participant. You know what though? Let me get out,
No,
and
Scott's
I'm
in
pretty
now.
sure I'm not a
He's
problem.
connected. Yep. And Dr. Nate's just connecting as well, so I think we're good.
Okay. Well, hey, I don't see him. Do you see him? Is he there with you? Okay.
I see
Hey,
him.
let's take a second. Why don't you lead us in a quick word of prayer for this morning's call? Probably not a bad habit for us to get into, right? Or you want me to?
He is muted.
Oh, no, I'm saying you want me to go ahead and lead us,
Yeah.
just have a quick prayer?
Love it.
What time? Not time to start, is it? No, we got a couple
Not
minutes
quite.
here.
A few minutes.
All right, Lord, thanks for this morning. Chance to be together. Thanks for technology that lets us do this. And Father, I pray for all of the Edge companies, the ones that are able to join us, the ones that aren't, that today you'll just reinvigorate them to represent you in everything they say, everything they do, to take salt and light into their corporate environments, and that you would begin to tweak their cultures even more to reflect who is in charge, not the bosses, but you. And then show them, Father, how to work with excellence, how to serve with excellence, how to do business with excellence, so that everybody they encounter, Father, recognizes them as the outpost of the kingdom, and not, Lord, just some place that's looking to make a nickel. But Lord, that's can be a beautiful byproduct as you lay your hands on these businesses. Father, be with Mark this morning as he shares with us, other Mark as he hosts and leads us. And we just pray, Father, that this morning we'll glorify you, and all of us will leave changed to be a little more like your son as a result of the time we spend together. In Christ's name, amen.
Yeah.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Looks so studious and smart with all
Let
the
me books. Let me take these off then.
No. Talk about the book. The glasses don't hurt.
There you are. Hey, as a participant, I didn't realize you couldn't see everybody else that was on the call. So that's a unique perspective.
I think you can change your view. If you're on your phone, you can slide left and it should give you a multi-screen view. You won't be able to see everybody, but you can see, I think, four or six at a time.
Yeah, there you are. Hey, PRF. Dr. Nate, the busiest multitasker, changing jobs descriptions guy I've ever met in my life.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know who that guy is, but that's definitely not me.
I know who he is. He's Dr. Super Nate. Super Nate, that sounds like a health food or a health supplement. Have you tried Super Nate? You are a health food supplement.
Trying to get like Mark. I still ain't got that thing for my desk yet.
Oh, I haven't used it in a couple of weeks, so we're even.
Hey, Tim, I think Todd and I may be about to become neighbors.
That's good.
Yeah, he may rent, my guy may be leaving. He may rent the rest of the office I'm in and let me stay there in my corner.
That'd be a good work rest. Out. Work out great.
It certainly would for me. Yeah, work out for them. We'll have some pizza there, kind of regular for them. So I know they like that.
They would not mind that.
Okay, I got to mute here.
All right, it is 10 till. So with that, we'll get started. My name is Mark Bowling. I am the owner of Black Sheep Productions in Atlanta, Georgia. I have the honor and privilege of working with Kevin to co-host the Edge Calls for a while. So today's speaker is Mark Smith from ITC Holding Company. Mark has said he's had the honor of serving as company chaplain since 2016. And he and his wife just celebrated 22 years of marriage with six kids ranging from 8 to 19. That is amazing. I love all of my kids, but I can't imagine how much more fun it would be having two more. So. With that, Mark, we'll turn it over to you and look forward to your message.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, it is a lot of fun having six kids, but it's even more fun this week because four of them are away at church camp. So pretty cool. So my wife and I are just having fun with our little 8-year-old this week. It's been a good time. But hey, I want to ask you a question this morning. I'm glad to be on the call with everybody. The question is, who are you? You know, this is a question that if you know me, you know that I served for many years as a youth pastor. And so one of the things that I typically did as a recurring theme in our Wednesday night services, I would be giving announcements. And then seemingly randomly from the back sound booth, they would start playing that song by The Who called Who Are You? Who are you? Who? You know that song. And then and so I would stop to give announcements. And everybody knew that this was a new segment during the service where we were going to invite a few teenagers up that may not newcomers, but maybe teenagers that everybody might not know. And we would bring them up on stage and just kind of ask them a few questions and find out who they are and what they love to do. And it was an interesting segment because it introduced everybody to them. And why do we do that? We did that because teenagers are in a very interesting phase of finding out kind of who they are, their identity, and they're wanting to be known. And what I realized after youth ministry is that those needs just never change. We all want to know who we are, and we all want to be known. And the interesting thing that I get to do these days as a chaplain is I sit down with people in all phases of life, a lot of them in some sort of transition, and they're wondering what's going on around them. They're in some sort of transition where it seems like they just can't get their footing because their role is changing, different things like that. And when I'm sitting down with folks like that, I understand where they are because I've been there. And it was a few years ago, I was listening to a podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, But there's this guy named John Eads, and he has a podcast called Follow My Lead, and it's excellent. But he had somebody on his, as his guest. It may have been Brad Lomanek, I believe, who talked about these three areas of our life that we often kind of get twisted. And when we're in some sort of transition, when we have these three twisted, it makes it very hard to navigate that transition. And it was almost like he was speaking to me in that moment. And ever since then, I've been really able to help people that are navigating the same thing. Those three areas of our life are identity, our calling, and our assignment. It's our identity, our calling, and our assignment. A little bit about those three things. Our identity is just who we are. For me, it's that I'm a son of the King. I'm a son of God. I've been adopted as his son. And I'm going to assume that most of you on this call are in the same boat. You're either an adopted son or daughter of the King. And that's who you are. Okay. But the second area is our calling. Okay. What God has called you to. What's your life's work? We tend to find that our calling is kind of found at the intersection of the things that we are passionate about and the things that God's passionate about, you know, and kind of what we can be good at. All right. So you have identity and calling. And then you have your assignment. This is what makes it so difficult. When I'm sitting down with these folks and they're having a hard time, their current assignment has become their life's identity. And when that is pulled out from underneath them, they're wondering who they are and what they're doing. And so I want to encourage you to remember that our identity never changes. Our calling likely doesn't change, but assignments are temporary. I know I've had many different assignments. In another life, I was a home builder. And then I was a youth pastor. And now I'm a chaplain at ITC. But I also have other assignments. I'm a dad. I'm a friend. Okay. And even friendships sometimes are seasonal, right? So we have assignments in our life that are seasonal, but our calling and our identity never changes. You know, it's like I go back to that story that all of us are familiar with. It's the story of the Lion King, right? You know, the story of, there's a scene with Rafiki and Simba. And I don't know if you've seen Lion King, but I've seen it in the cartoon and I've seen it on Broadway. And the story is incredible. But there's this encounter between Rafiki and Simba where Simba's been living this kind of Hakuna Matata lifestyle where nothing matters. And he doesn't know what, he has no direction in his life. And Rafiki finds him and reminds him, and they're looking into this puddle, and he and Simba sees his father's reflection. He realizes, you know what? I am the son of the King, and in that there's a calling that is included in that. Now I want to remind you of whose you are and who you are and what you're called to. You know, the reality is your assignment, my assignment, your assignment, our assignments often are seasonal, but our assignments serve as a platform to fulfill your life's calling. That's important to remember. Your assignment is temporary. It can serve as a platform to fulfill your life's calling as a son or daughter of the King. You know, and the reality is so many times we have these callings and we feel inadequate. And if that's you, I want to remind you of what Jesus said to his followers in Acts 1:8. Before he ascended back to heaven, he was telling them about the Holy Spirit and how it would be coming. And he says in Acts 1:8, he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You'll receive power. Okay. The reality is that phrasing, that spirit literally translates, the word spirit literally translates as wind in the scriptures. It's almost like we are a sailboat without wind, without him. And with a calling, God provides us not only the calling, but he provides the power to do it. Okay. So I hope that's a good reminder for you. So many times it's not so much what we need to learn, but what we need to be reminded of. So I encourage you today, go and be the edge.
Great word, Mark. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thanks for the Mark.
Thank it you. Is. You're not going to take
a great reminder.
To who?
What's that?
Sure is. You're not going to take us out with a little more of the Who? You end up singing?
I don't have it queued up. I should have.
Hey, Kevin, do you want me to download download this call and send it to you?
That'd be great. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Mark. Yeah. And when I was, I don't know who all is still on here. I don't want to hold folks up. I would mention that when I was in grad school, I read a huge book that I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to, but I read it on existential therapy, because we had to define what kind of therapist we were going to use and what we, and I ended up realizing that's what I was. And you know what, when you shared that, and I hadn't put those two exactly there, but existentialists believe everybody's life chasing the three big questions: who am I, why am I here, and where am I going, which are exactly what you just defined.
Interesting.
The only thing with them is they don't believe there's an answer to those questions. So you counsel them to survive without, you know, just living. There's no answer to those. I always called myself an existentialist with hope, because I knew there was an answer to the three great questions. So anyway, that was very cool. Imagine. The way you just tied all that together.
Yeah. I cannot imagine the despair that it would be included in that without knowing who you are and what you're called to. My goodness.
I could never be that kind of therapist if I didn't believe that there was an answer to all this bizarre that they would even have it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, bro. That was good stuff.
All right. You guys have a great day.